Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. All right, what is up, all you drunkomaniacs? It is me, the voice, and we are coming to you. If we sound a little bit better this week, it's because we are in IBWIP Studios. We are still in our podcasting marathon for the FCF Network, and it is our turn to fuck around this week. So, we're here. We got beer. Let's get queer.
All right.
All right, and
sounds like a plan.
Joining me this week on mic across from me, the one and only Beer Mansky.
Greetings.
All right. Salutations. How are you doing?
Swell.
Yeah. This may be... No, we've recorded later than this. The next episode may be probably our latest record.
We recorded it the brewery episode, right?
Was yeah. That was a shit show.
Yeah. Someone decided to get real drunk before the recording.
Yeah.
And he's here tonight.
Guess who that was? That was Hippie, who's sitting to my left. No pre-gaming this week.
Full disclosure, I had a few beers for it.
Ah, damn it. All right. And that cackle you heard in your ears, that's a new one. He is the head of security for IBWIP. Yeah, he's the head of security. Karaoke Big E. Big E is in the house.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And the theme of this episode is Founders. We have not had a Founders. We've drank a couple of their beers.
Yeah, took us a while to get a, surprisingly, you would have thought, being
right,
the Midwest, this would have been.
I think Project Pam was probably the last one that we drank. Drunkle Andy's going to be pissed that we're not having him on
true.
For this. That is, this is his bread and butter.
People. Well, maybe we can do a backstage series episode.
Okay, maybe.
I'll mention those later, but.
All right, well, just because we're in a different location, same standard rules apply. We have our Drunken Lullabies drinking game going on, and we have a studio audience this week. So if anybody is feeling adventurous, I challenge y'all mofos to participate in the drinking game, because we will not be.
How did we fit 500 people in this house? I mean, this is impressive.
I don't know.
Was this ticketed? I saw somebody scalping tickets out for
really?
Us.
Really? We had a meet and greet earlier today.
Yeah.
But the drinking game, for those, for the uninitiated who may not have heard the Drunken Lullabies shenanigans before, anytime somebody swears, take a drink. Anytime somebody does a reference to a pop culture.
My wife.
Yeah.
His wife.
A quote, movie quote, something like that, that's a drink. Anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas via belching or farting, I'm looking at you, Blake. That is a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, that is a drink. And the word of the day for this week is
honest.
It's marathon.
Marathon.
Because marathon. I love that gas
because
station.
Because I love running marathons.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I'm known for that.
Yes. So we're gonna kick things off for this Founders episode. And what's the most important meal of the day?
Second lunch?
No.
Third breakfast.
First beer.
Yeah, there you go. First beer. And so our first beer is going to be the breakfast stout. And I grabbed the wrong glass. All right. So you guys can drink while I read the info here. It's 8.3%. And this is the Coffee Lover's Consummate Beer. Not that means they drink it when they have sex and they're trying to have kids, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's the consummate beer.
They consummate the beer.
Is that how Hudson came about? He was conceived at Founders, right?
Ashley likes breakfast.
There was liquor involved. I can confirm that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. It's not a lie. It's brewed with an abundance of flaked oats, bitter, and imported chocolates in two types of coffee. This stout has an intense, fresh roasted Java nose topped with a frothy, cinnamon-colored head that goes forever.
Mm. I like it.
Who doesn't like
forever.
Head that goes forever? You know,
I love exactly. Head that goes forever.
This is a bottle I pulled.
This is bottled on September 3rd, 2014.
Yeah, I say, so it's a little... So, honestly, that just happened because I have so much beer, I probably didn't get to it. But I prefer this one fresher. I mean, it still tastes good.
I like
good.
It. I like it. Yeah, it still tastes pretty good.
Don't get me wrong. I just, when it's fresher, I feel like maybe there's a it's little not more super, coffee.
Yeah, I was going to say, the coffee flavor is kind of leveled out a bit.
Most coffee beers, that's one thing. You don't really don't want to let them age because the coffee kind of fades. So.
Yeah, I don't taste a lot of coffee.
I'm okay with that because I'm not still, a huge coffee drinker. Still good.
Actually, you know what? Now the longer I've had it, like...
In your mouth?
Yeah, it's... I do get the coffee now.
You still get some. Yeah. I just like it more.
More on the back end.
You get a lot of chocolate flavor, too.
Yeah.
Hippie, is this
one of my
favorite
mainstays,
yours?
Man. This comes out all year, and I just go right to it. Nothing wrong with
how
it.
How many four packs do you think you've had just in the last
like
few
two
months?
Cases.
See, Hippie likes it. Yeah. Hippie endorses this beer.
He's like Mikey with life.
That's,
you know?
That's 12.
Give it to Hippie. He'll drink anything.
It's true.
That's a pop culture reference.
I've seen him drink my urine.
What?
That was a joke.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay. On a dare. What?
Oh,
was it a joke?
Sterile, right?
Think.
No, it's not.
So yeah,
it's no good. No bueno.
Blake, did you have a little history on Founders? Can you drop some
yeah,
knowledge?
Yeah, I can do a little history
while we get to drink.
So Founders was actually
how was Founders founded?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'll go through here. And I was almost forgot to mention they're from Grand Rapids because I feel like almost everybody knows that, but around here anyway. But if you're not from the Midwest, you might not realize. Yeah, they're in the wonderful city of Grand Rapids, which you got to visit if you're ever anywhere near it. Go there. There's a lot of good breweries, but they're founded in Grand Rapids. They are actually founded as the Canal Street Brewing Company, and their label said Canal Street Brewing Company, and then above it, it said Founders. So then they eventually just came to be known as Founders. I think that happened pretty early on.
Got it. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. So they were founded in 97 by Mike Stevens and Dave Ingbers, and they actually were having some trouble at first, and then they just decided, like, hey, we're going to brew the kind of beer that we want to, you know, make, like, this kind of big beers with tons of flavor and aroma, and that's kind of how they started getting a lot of success. They started brewing more the stuff you see today, like we're going to be drinking on the show. And then in the mid-2000s, they kind of really started taking off big time. I know that they have moved breweries to their current brewery, which if you're in Grand Rapids, go check it out. It's a sweet place to visit. I know they've expanded there and they're currently in the process of expanding. They had like 300 barrel and 600 barrel systems, which that's already a shit ton of beer because a barrel of beer is 32 gallons. So 600 times 32 equals a lot.
Math is hard.
Mm-hmm. What is that? 18,000 plus? Was that 19,000?
Did you carry the two?
I don't really care. Okay. But anyway, it's a lot. And they're actually installing, like, I think it's 1,300 barrel ones, which some of the only people
Shut
that even have those.
Up.
Yeah, but like Anheuser-Busch, I mean, like the really, really big players have it. So
you
that shows
said,
how.
You just said a dirty word.
I'm sorry. But I'm just getting a sense for they're that big that they can brew on the levels of some of these big guys. They're currently in 37 states.
So about 13 shy of the entire United States is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. According to Wikipedia, hopefully Wikipedia has been updated pretty recently. And then also they're the 17th largest craft brewery in terms of sales volume and 23rd largest overall. I'm guessing one sales and the other is probably output, like beer output.
I believe it.
And I think they actually distribute a little into Europe. So all our European listeners, I don't know, it might be really limited. I'm not sure what gets there,
right.
But I think they've actually sent some things to Europe. So
cool.
What was the APV on the breakfast stout?
The ABV?
ABV.
Okay.
PV, DB.
Whatever.
DVD.
It's just letters.
Boys to Men. ABV. DVD.
Boys to Men.
That was 8.3%. And we're getting ready to drink a new one here. And this is the Curmudgeon Old Ale. This is 9.8. So we're taking it up 1.5%.
Another notch.
And it says, think classic seafaring ports, local pubs, and weathered old fishermen. It does not specify whether they have a hook hand or not.
Hook hand for sure.
Okay.
I can verify that.
He kind of looks like he'd have a hook hand. I think it was a masturbation accident. This old ale is brewed with molasses and an insane focus on the malt bill. Then it's oak aged. The result is a rich, malty delight that's deceptively smooth and drinkable. That, so this is the...
That's actually...
Is this this year?
Oh.
Yeah, look at the bottle here.
2015, January okay. of 2015. So no.
Okay, I didn't think it was.
Yeah, just a little over a year old.
It tastes a little bit different.
Is it smoother?
I think I like.
I think more. When he said it's deceptively like smooth or whatever the hell, because I took a sip and I honestly haven't had this beer in
fresh is really
maybe oaky. A couple years.
This and is a little bit.
There's
more.
Like almost no boozy flavor.
No, I don't even taste no booze.
If you were pounding, you could just pound this and then you'd be like,
yeah. Yeah, I've had this. I've had this before, and I was expecting something a little boozier. From my recollection,
I usually let beers like this age. Some people like the booziness, and if you like boozy beers, that got some heat. Drink it. Go fresh.
Buy some Bourbon County.
That's really good.
When it sits, it just mellows out. Yeah, I like this one a lot.
That's really good.
So yeah, this
that is good.
That is really good.
Yeah, I think my Untappd rating is gonna go up on this one. Be like, I just need to let it sit for a year and be patient.
Some beers do benefit from aging. Some right. people think I age every beer. It's like no, but like especially with old ales and that, some of them are they're a little hotter. Mm-hmm. When you age it, it definitely,
yeah, because the flavors have definitely blended a lot.
Yeah, because yeah, you get more
than
yeah.
Hey man, some things get better with age.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
E juice gets better with age, but you guys don't vape, so.
No, this isn't a vape show, Scott.
Sorry. It is now.
It is now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the first vapor that we've had at the table, so.
It's an honor. It's really an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you for
and
here.
A privilege.
Wow. Thank you.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, I think we're going to get into some music because after all, we are a beer and
music.
Podcast, and just because we're doing a podcasting marathon doesn't mean shit's gonna change. We still got a band of the week, and the band of the week is Have Mercy. I don't know if they say it like Uncle Jesse on Full House.
Have Mercy.
They hail from Baltimore, Maryland.
All that audible explosion of gas.
Was that the curmudgeon? Did he just come back up?
That included the red curry I had at the Vietnamese restaurant tonight.
Oh, that's
awful.
A foul. So,
fisherman just
so that was just like the Indra Canindra that we drank.
That's what it tastes like in my mouth right now, with notes of vomit.
Have Mercy, they won't leave notes of vomit in your mouth. They hail from Baltimore, Maryland, where they formed in 2011. And since then, they have released two albums, one EP, and two splits. Their debut album, titled The Earth Pushed Back, was released in 2011 on Top Shelf Records. Their sophomore album, titled A Place of Our Own, was released in 2014 on Hopeless Records. And the first track that we are going to play is from their debut album. And this was the song that they first came onto my radar for. They put on a great set at Riot Fest last year up in Chicago, and I saw them, and I was like, you know, they're on my short list to feature on the podcast. And they were cool with it, and they're craft beer fans. We'll get more into that a little bit later in the episode. Boom. But let's listen to a song, and this is called Let's Talk About Your Hair here on Drunken Lullabies.
That night, dreamed of better things. A god, a devil hit me, and how you lost your wings. I always wondered when you stopped loving me, but I can't see clearly. I know that you know that. Let's talk about your hair, now it's grown. How we know that we're not getting anywhere. Nothing's what it seems. Tell me about the man in your dreams. And was it me?
We're not getting anywhere. But I know that you know.
goddamn, I say that's a mighty fine track. Have mercy.
Have
the mercies.
You want to talk about some hair? Let's talk about hippie's hair, yeah, or lack thereof. What the fuck, hippie?
Yep, it's gone.
Isn't it
donated?
Shocking.
I think the chair is cursed. First Locks of Love, that's his usual station.
Oh, boy.
And a couple months ago, he chopped his off, and now you're sitting in the seat.
But Aaron actually looks good with his haircut, unlike the bottle cap kid.
Oh, shit.
He's financially in shambles.
I'm financially in shambles.
Who isn't?
Jason's here, and he just gave me the finger, everybody. So you have to drink.
It's finger looking good.
Yeah,
that's like
finger
a
licking.
Swear word.
Finger looking good, y'all.
It's sign language.
That was sign language swear word.
Yep.
Well, I say we get into beer number 3 on our podcasting marathon.
Let's do it.
I say I already have.
This is going up to 12%.
Yes.
This is the Devil Dancer Triple IPA, or TIPA, if you're so inclined.
Punch it.
Yeah, punch it.
Not bad.
And this says, when you dance with a... You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh, that's a reference.
I can tell.
Drink.
When you dance with the devil don't change. You do. Massive in complexity, the huge malt character balances the insane amount of alphas used to create it. At an incredible 112 IBUs, it's dry hopped with 10 hop varieties.
It's a hopper.
112 IBUs, folks. They're
What's
not fucking
mean?
Around.
What's that mean?
That means there's a whole lot of international bitterness units.
Oh, yeah, it is bitter.
It is 112 times more bitter than something that has one bitterness unit.
That's right.
Water. It's 112 times more bitter than
bitter
water.
Bitter water. You're in the wrong part of the world.
I'm looking for a date on this one.
It's May.
2014.
May of 2014, which you should not age IPAs. We don't recommend it. This is another one.
But it's a triple IPA.
I kind of, for fun, was like, it's a triple IPA. It's 12%. So some IPAs that are that strong, you can...
Mm-hmm.
They kind of turn into like a hoppy
barley wine.
It reminds me of some barley wine that I had before.
Yeah, so I just kind of was like, why not? Fuck it. You know?
Scotty, no,
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, Biggie is not a fan of this one. Well, we'll get into that towards the end of the episode. So for sure, make note of which ones you're really digging.
But yes, I do taste that there's a lot of hops here.
I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would.
I agree.
A lot more than I thought
I would. I thought it was just going to be
It would just be awful.
Yeah, let's shoot this one back real quick. And
I'm into it.
Fuck.
I'll give it a solid 6.
Now, is that on a scale of 1 to 7 or a scale of 1 to 10?
6.5.
6.5.
That's on the 7 scale.
This is on an erroneous scale.
Okay.
Just a 6.5.
Eggs erroneous scale? That's a movie reference.
Yes, that certain goes to camp. Good one.
I haven't seen any of them. I don't think
that's
I've seen
been a while,
the,
man.
The eggs erroneous.
I don't think I've seen any Ernest movies. Or if I did, it was so long ago.
Oh, dude.
Remember.
You got to go.
I remember seeing
You got to go back to Ernest.
Blake
goes
didn't
to
have
camp,
a childhood,
dude.
Guys.
When Blake is in the bathroom, it usually ends up with a.
I remember that.
Yeah. Your curry shits.
Remember the song at the end of the movie?
Blake liked curry.
Imagine me and you, and you and me. No matter how we toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
So how is the weather?
I can't see
exactly.
Yeah,
but nobody but Jews.
I like this beer. Oh, jeez. He worked in a Jew reference on this show.
Yes
I
you
did.
Have a lot of Jewish listeners.
Not
so
gonna.
Thank you.
It's not an episode with Biggie unless there's a Jew reference.
That's right.
I can't wait for our Yom Kippur episode. I'm very much so looking forward to it.
Oh man. Yeah, this one's it's taking me a little longer
to
drink.
A hopper.
But that, you know, it's those bitterness units. Blake, can you explain a little more about the international bitterness units? I could not the other day.
So,
let me explain. The international bitterness units are when you're in international waters and you taste something that's bitter, you measure it in these units.
Okay.
So, is this even more bitter when it's fresh?
Let me
Is it? It's even more hoppier
it's like
when
more
it's
hoppy.
Okay, yeah. To give you an idea, the first beer we drank,
mm-hmm.
60 IBUs.
Mm-hmm.
The second beer we drank, the old curmudgeon, curmudgeon old ale,
mm-hmm.
that's only 50.
Oh, okay.
We doubled
it can be deceiving because a lot of stouts, like one we're going to drink, is 90 IBUs, but it doesn't taste hoppy, but... The thing is, when you make beers that are real strong, like stouts, you have to add a lot of malt You know, you get a lot of alcohol. You need sugar for yeast heat. So you add a lot of, you get all this malt, and it can make it so you're not just drinking a sugar bomb.
Right.
You add a ton of hops, so you got bittering flavor to balance out the sugar.
Right.
So actually, a lot of stouts will be high IBUs.
Okay.
And that's just, I mean, that's due to the fact that, yeah, they got a lot of hops, but you don't taste them because they're there to balance out all the sweetness.
Like I tried a regular, just a regular milk stout at the Rail House.
Do you remember the brand?
It's the one that you Forehands or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Is it the Left Hand or the Four?
No, it's probably the Forehands.
It's a couple months ago.
Yeah,
and it was real. Yeah, it was real bitter. Real bitter.
I was trying to find some international business. Bitterness.
No, international business unit's going to be told. That's a totally different podcast,
this
man.
This just said provides a measure of the bitterness of beer, which is provided by the hops used during brewing. So, yeah.
Hops.
I mean, just...
So, the more hops, the bitter it's going to be.
And IBU is measured through the use of a spectrophotometer.
That's what they call me.
Isn't that something from...
Yeah, that's who they use.
I thought that was something from Ghostbusters.
So you're just walking down the road sometimes. Somebody's like, hey, spectrophotometer, yes. What's up?
It's either that or Japanese hentai thing or something, I think.
And I like that Founders actually puts right on there. You know, they've got right on the neck it's labeled, you know. So you know what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly.
Some of these beer companies, they don't really give you a lot of information to go on.
Thanks for the dribbling piss amount of beer, guys.
And I was going to try to help you out a little here.
There's enough to taste.
Well, we're going to move on to beer number 4. And this is a Dirty Bastard. But what's great is I've been aging it, so it's an old Dirty Bastard.
Hey, Dirty.
Oh, yeah,
baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. I say, hey, I'm going to drink this beer.
Yeah.
All right, it's an 8.5%. So good, it's almost wrong.
Oh, man.
That sounds like our kind of beer. Dark ruby in color and brewed with 7 varieties of imported malts. Complex in finish with hints of smoke and peat.
Yes.
That's a new one.
Peat?
I have not had peat in a beer.
Oh, pistol peat.
No, I don't think that kind of peat.
Oh,
no. And it's paired with a malty richness and a right hook of hop power.
Oh, got me right in the mouth.
To give it the bad attitude that a beer named Dirty Bastard has to live up to. It ain't for the wee lads, it says. And this was, let me see when this was bottled. It's been in my fridge 2014, so it fits in nicely with our graveyard that we are piling up here.
When I got my dad into craft beer, like he was typically just like a Coors Light drinker.
Yeah.
And one of the beers I remember, like this wasn't necessarily the first one, but I remember him, buy 6-packs of this. And it's 8.5%, but he drinks all beers like the same pace.
Another question.
He drinks this like he's drinking a 12-ounce Coors Light, and my dad would like put away a 6-pack of this, like where he'd just be like smoked. I'm like, Dad, you realize when you're drinking these craft beers,
we talking about the Ricker?
Yeah, no liquor for the Ricker. Jason, that is the one rule that.
And really folks, you can look forward. We're going to have him on an upcoming episode.
Oh, God.
Maybe a month or two. But we are going to have
Session
the legend, Coach Szymanski, on the show.
I
will be drinking with a former gym teacher of mine.
I'm assuming this tastes different when it's fresh, too.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not a fan of Dirty Bastard when it's fresh. I'll be straight.
This
why
is really good right now.
I haven't had one in a
louder,
little while either.
Hotter. Like,
hotter, okay.
I feel like a lot of these beers just like more booze.
Sometimes I'll have it
boozy.
If I go somewhere and they've got it.
A lot of
times
beers are real boozy.
I'll take
one.
Yeah.
But I haven't bought it.
Calm down for a while, then you're like, oh, this is much better. This is
better. Mel,
we got two conversations going on, and I will not allow that.
Sorry.
Damn it.
I'm so sorry.
This isn't Bill O'Reilly here, guys.
This is. We want chaos, but we want controlled chaos.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's your warning.
Sorry.
If you start singing
or
making reference to Jews,
I'll make it up to you.
I will cast you out like Moses.
They don't like Moses. Free about that.
So, yeah, like I'm not a fan of Dirty Bastard. I got this at a bottle share party for my birthday 2 years ago. And this is still from that party. I don't know. I'm not a big Scotch ale kind of guy, and it's all right. It's mellowed out some over the years. So
this one also, just like the curmudgeon to me, does not taste the alcohol that it is.
Oh no, not at all.
No.
If someone said this was 6%, I'd be like, okay, and I'll just pound it.
I could probably drink a couple of these and be like, wait, why am I wasted?
Yeah. Why is my junk not as thick as you drunk?
Yeah. Why am I so wasted?
Well, that's why it's awesome.
you know what? This is something to think about while we're doing this FCF Network marathon. And I think this is a good time to promote one of our fellow shows on the FCF Network.
Let's do it.
And you know what? I think we're going to go with a little low blow action.
Yeah.
I love a low blow.
So let's hear from the fellows over at Low Blow.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
And that's why they fit in so well on this network. They're appropriately inappropriate. Sometimes we're inappropriately appropriate, but more often than not, we're appropriately inappropriate.
I'm always inappropriate.
I'm messing with your mind.
My brain. I've been accepted.
Inception. Oh, shit. Hippie's like, he's dumbfounded. He's not even talking at this point.
A word.
So yeah, that's Low Blow.
Get you some.
They're out of Chicago. Oh. They're a fun, entertaining show. And who knows, maybe by some strange, random coincidence, one of the guys might be in town and we'll have him on an upcoming episode.
Maybe.
I'm not making any promises. I'm just saying, you know, they're on the network. They might be up for it. I got to kill...
your goddamn beard.
Hey, man.
Justin, quit talking.
This one smells delicious.
It's for Dirt McGirt.
Oh, it's a podcast. I'm supposed to talk.
I am.
I'm sick of that shit.
Hey, man.
Start drinking. Sick your excuses.
Like chocolate and cherries. Yeah,
chocolate. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to sit here in silence and drink beer.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to mess with.
Or fuck with.
Drink. Cash rules everything around me.
Cream.
Dollar,
money.
Yeah.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar bill, y'all. All right, so this, we did the old dirt. I saw ODB, Wu-Tang. I saw Wu-Tang 2 years ago.
How many Wu-Tang members can you did?
ODB wasn't there, but yeah.
You didn't tell me how good this beer was. This is some good-ass beer.
Yeah, we did the old Dirty Bastard. Now this is time for the Backwoods Bastard.
Drink for all you people out there in the audience.
That and this is an extra 3% stronger than the last one. It is 11.6%.
10.2 on this year.
Oh, shit. Sorry, never mind.
This is the 2014.
I lied.
It changes by year.
Okay.
I wanted to throw that out.
I did not have correct data.
Sorry. I didn't provide the year ahead of time. That's my fault.
Yeah, it's all right. So, So, it says, expect lovely, warm smells of single malt scotch, oaky bourbon barrels, smoke, sweet, sweet caramel, and roasted malts, a bit of earthy spice, and a scintilla of dark fruit. Now, is a scintilla like a tortilla?
Scintilla?
Skintilla?
Oh, a skintilla?
That sounds like a skin. That reminds
like
me of a skin tag.
Made
and I don't
skin.
Want.
Me and
that's how I got Ashley pregnant.
I think a skintilla is like a Mexican skin tag.
Oh, yeah. I've got several of those.
That's great. Those to yourself.
I went to Mexico, came back, skintillas.
It's a kickback sipper that is made to excite the palate.
My palate's excited.
Is it?
It's aroused. It's
my
aroused.
Palate.
Look how
my palate's aroused.
Look how hard my tongue is right now.
I'm not looking. Oh, wow. I'm not looking.
That's a hard tongue.
That's
viewers,
what she
you
said.
Can't see it, but that is one hard tongue. Wow. You would have thought rigor
mortis.
Me and
Hippie are both can taste the dark fruit. And we're assuming it's cherry.
I haven't had one of these in a while either. I've got some cellar, but
it's been a while.
We do know that our friend the Bottle Cap Kid likes to taste the dark fruit now and again.
Yes, he does.
Black Magnet.
Got that jungle fever?
Spike Lee said it best.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong. That.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, this is just very bourbony. I mean, even 2 years. It's 2 years old, right? I still smell nothing but bourbon.
I think it comes out October. Is that sound right?
Well, this was September. So, yeah, September. Yeah. October. Well, if it was bottled. It was bottled September 26th. Yeah.
Probably. See, I've got a
fresh before my birthday.
I've got a fairly fresh one of these in my fridge, and I thought, nope, we'll let you bring this one because I know yours is going to be a little older. It's not going to be nearly as hot.
A
little wiser.
The 2013 is like my favorite. Like I don't know, 5 or 6 months back, I tasted a 2013 and 14 side by side.
This is one of those beers you drink one of these, and then you switch to like maybe a mid-level ABV beer. Yeah. You're good. for the rest of the night.
Unless you're Blake, and then you do a side-by-side of this year's and last year's.
He just opens it. He just keeps stepping it up as the night goes.
Fuck it. Yeah. It's
is this 18?
Yeah, the bourbon stuff's not really my favorite. Blake, I know it's more
fudge you.
Yeah.
Oh, you teased the listeners. Thought they already took a drink because they assumed
the glass
you were going
to
say
their
fuck.
Mouth. Yep.
Well, yeah. You said it.
I just did because
bourbon barrel beers are amazing.
Very nice.
I like.
But there's other barrels out there that are just as good.
Apple brandy.
Sherry.
Oh, poor.
Cognac.
Sherry, baby.
That's fine. Cognac.
There you go.
Got Kramer sitting there.
Sherry, baby. Sherry, won't you come out tonight?
Come out tonight. Wait, see, this is really drunk blah, 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 about us.
Wow.
That's right.
How many syllables were in that sentence?
You got to listen to that. The brewery.
Drunk and lullabies.
The episodes, man, those were far out.
I've listened
to them all. They were far out.
If you talk about two conversations, the brewery episode was like Phil and Aaron trying to have a conversation the whole time.
While
and
I tried to run a show.
He tried to run the show.
Yeah, Big E is a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Yes.
He's very aware of the oeuvre of drunken lullabies. And, yes, oeuvre.
Umfra.
Is that like saying aura?
That's hope.
No. I don't think so. But
umlaut?
Yeah, umlaut, like Motley Crue.
Umlaut,
yeah.
Yes.
What's nice about this is it smells a lot more bourbon-y than it tastes.
Yes.
Which is good for me.
It mellows well.
So.
It's very nice.
Very, very nice, once again. Very nice.
Is nice.
I like my wife.
I like his wife.
Hey, what?
You don't even know his wife.
Your wife.
What? What?
Oh, I think there's going to be a rumble.
Oh, shut your dirty mouth.
Oh, man. Wow. Shocking.
That's the mother of his child.
Is it my child? I don't know. I don't know.
Kind of looks like somebody I know. I don't know.
The kid is not my son.
Oh, man. He does have a beard, and he was wearing a Blackhawks hat when he was born, so. Shit.
The kid,
at least he's a Blackhawks
fan. The kid does favor your wife a lot more, which, you know.
Well, she has titties.
Not favors that way. Hudson tried to suck?
He definitely favors.
When you get drunk,
I mean,
you take your shirt
if
off.
You were sucking on titties to get milk.
It wouldn't surprise me if Hudson has tried to latch onto you when you're like inebriated and you're dancing around your house without a shirt
no,
on.
No, I've tried to get him
good.
Dim some fake titties. I don't want them shits. That's what
them
he said.
Shits.
That's what he said.
That's, yeah.
He said it.
That's one of my favorite adjectives to call breasts.
He said it.
Them shits.
Like, yeah. Shouldn't be swearing, but I'll allow it. In this instance.
I'll allow it.
Plus, you're 3 months old and you're talking, so that's cool.
It's fucking amazing. That's what it is.
The hard part is he speaks Chinese, so I have to translate.
Holy
shit. Yeah. Thank God for Google.
You got a prodigy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Ah, I'm a fire starter.
Just threw that down.
A twisted fire starter?
I'm a fire starter.
Yeah. Pumpkin instigator! All right, so...
You're a pumpkin instigator?
I think that's what he says. He's a pumpkin instigator.
God,
I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, I know.
Like, he sees a pumpkin, he's like, hey, man.
Fuck you!
Fuck you for being a gourd, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
You piece of shit pumpkin.
That is...
I'm going to put you in a catapult in Morton. I'm going to launch you across a fucking cornfield.
Yeah. Punch it.
Punch it.
That happened to my uncle, and he died in a tragic pumpkin chunking.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've been joking about that. I'm so sorry.
Pumpkin chunking.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
No, he had it coming.
Get some of that in you.
Right in his face.
Yeah. Hey, Blake, you know what time it is?
It's been a while.
Sponsor! Spotlight!
Sponsor spotlight.
I forgot to mention at the top of the show, we have an awesome sponsor, and this is our time to spotlight them.
Let's spot them.
And they are called Distill. Brewery in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois.
Are you going to freestyle again?
No.
I love your freestyles.
I already freestyled to get them to hire me, and I think anything beyond that is embarrassing. So we're gonna take this to a...
More curry?
Oh, another curry burp.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Where's the Coke? Not the cocaine.
Put the pee-pee in my
Coke.
Dude, we're getting ready to drink a sponsor beer, and you're like, oh, no, oh.
Get this. Ugh. Somebody get this guy a peppermint to calm
the They are not
going to
renew us, thanks to you.
Yeah, they will.
I don't know.
I'm head of
security. They're good guys. They're good guys.
If you burp in your mouth, just take a sip of Coke. Kills the vomit.
So
you can clean things with it.
We we try to feature a new distilled beer every episode until we run out, and then we'll just start.
And then we're just going to make them brew custom beers for the show.
Right, right.
That's going to happen.
Drunken Lullabies Lager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are bringing in millions for us, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
This is called the Hopperation Overload. It's, 9.6%. And here is their description. Our mission for this Imperial or Double India Pale Ale is to overload the beer with hops for an intense hop bitterness, flavor, and aroma while still being balanced with a big malt profile, resulting in a hoppy beer with more dimension. This beer is light copper in color with some hop haze from overloading with dry hops. And at the Denver International Beer Competition, this won the bronze medal in 2015 for the double IPA category.
Did this come from the fifth dimension?
I don't think so. No. It's not the Age of Aquarius. It is.
It's hoppy.
It's a podcasting marathon.
It's good, though. Marathon.
So. Drink we're drinking.
Fuckers.
I just figured, you know, we'll throw an IPA. Well, we had the triple IPA, and now we're going to have a double IPA.
That's good.
So, Blake, you got a weird look on your face, sir.
I don't know. I just zoned out for a second. Sorry.
That's cool. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I distracting you?
I zoned out.
It's cool.
Did I break your concentration?
I was just thinking about the red curry and what it's. I mean, if it's doing this to my stomach right now.
Say what again, motherfucker?
Exactly.
What have you done to me?
I don't know what it's going to do.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch?
What?
Then why you try to fuck him like a bitch,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Bring out the gimp.
Oh, man.
Sponsor spotlight. We're making pop culture references to gimps.
For any vapors that listen to the show, that pairs really well with some Brew City Blue Raz.
There you go. Working a cheap plug
some
there.
What?
Brew City Blue Raz.
That Blue Raz, bud.
Blueberry Kush. Fancy fucking vape thing. Like the fanciest I've seen. Oh, God. No, I'm just
boom, it's on the floor.
This is so fancy.
They're all fancy. Wow. Look, man, they're like bricks.
The end of it kind of looks like a piece. Like a...
Yeah.
What?
That's a yeah.
Like a marijuana piece. I don't know.
No, those are tobacco pipes. Those are
no, I'm just saying the end
tobacco
of it
use only. Like,
the drip tip is a. It's,
it kind of looks
the
like
drip
know.
Tip. That's a condition you need to get checked out.
It's
my
a drippy tip.
That's how Ashley got pregnant. My drip tip.
My drip tip.
Oh, sorry. Whoa.
Oh, sorry. That's right. My bad.
My drip tip. Flippity flip flop.
What
you can't stop.
Hip hop, flippity flip flop to the don't stop. Bang bang boogie.
Whoa. So yeah, Distill. They give us money to do this shit.
Thank you, Distill.
I don't know why, but thank God they like us.
It's because we're awesome.
I like
good
us
news on them. They're releasing the Dos Verdania non barrel aged.
Oh, it's called the Privyet.
That's right.
We've already had it.
Yeah,
thanks.
Tough, dude.
You already tried it?
We had it like a month ago.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
You're so 2000 and late.
Here I am.
Whatever.
Coming in with something, thinking I'm ahead of the curve. And
we're hippie.
Oh, thanks for the tip, hippie. Maybe I'll get to try it.
We're so in. We have a nickname for it. Yeah. We call it Un Verdania.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Because it's Dos Verdania without, so it's Un Verdania.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nobody calls it that but us.
Yeah.
Sorry, hippie. Me and you
don't,
are on
you're
the
not
outside
even allowed to say it.
I saw the label. Jeez. I thought I was ahead of the game.
If you and our good buddy, Wicked Stash, Jeremy, designed the bottle and the label.
Stash man.
Like every distilled beer, he kills it.
So he did the everything on here?
Well,
nope. Hopperation Overload.
That one was
and
done
in
Vertex. Those
are the, two
those are the
okay.
only
you can tell,
two.
Because they're kind yeah. of like a break from
they're,
the styling.
They're
of
all right, but they don't look as cool
they're
as
pretty
the
shitty.
Others.
Not maybe they'll redesign
the
them once they like run
I think
out.
All
of...
the other ones have like a caricature, don't they? Like
a lot of them seem
the
to have.
He's got like some kind of weird looking guy.
Yeah,
the Dose has got the doll.
And yeah,
the
they've got the Russian nesting dolls on the Dose and the Privyet and Privyet.
We should be getting some of their
you have to say it in the Russian.
What is a Saison? I haven't had a Saison
it's
yet.
A farmhouse ale.
Farmhouse okay. ale.
It's a horse.
I like saying it.
It'll be a little funky sometimes.
A little funky, a little sour
real,
or something.
Usually not real strong.
Yeah.
They can be. They can get up to like 10%, but typically they're
what
like
is going on over
5,
here?
6%.
Back-to-back ghetto poses.
Beers.
But from the studio audience.
Light beers from Miller.
Oh, geez. I don't
know. Ooh, put his dick in your mouth.
The podcasting god.
Put it in his mouth.
And
put
the bottle cap kid are posing for romantic pictures here. So yeah, this has been our sponsor spotlight.
Sorry, Distill.
With Distill Hopperation Overload. And I guess, you know, we'll lead into some more music.
Music. Please don't stop the music.
Just like music.
The next song that we are going to play, it's called The Place You Love. And The Place I Love. In the studios. With all of you guys. Cause
I love the bathroom. It's where I poop.
Yeah, your curry poops.
I like to poop in the bathroom.
And this
you
is.
Too. I like pooping in the bathroom. You too?
Yeah. Where else would you
Dude,
poop?
Dude, Knuckles. Wow, we got
You ever
a
pooped
comment.
In a lake before?
I pooped in the ocean. I have done that. Why would you walk all the way out of the ocean, all the way back up to land,
know,
all the way to a bathroom?
I don't know, but those waves are just going to kick poop it back in
the
up. Ocean.
Watch out for the brown trout. Yeah. All right, so this is off of 2014's A Place of Our Own. And currently, the band is touring with one of our past bands of the week, A Will Away. And you may remember them from, I believe, our Valentine's Day episode, A Very Drunken Valentine's, that featured Beermansky, Smashley, Freckles, and I
getting it on.
Very inappropriate and very drunk.
Man, you should have seen the after show.
It was so good.
If there were pictures, wow.
They are not Facebook friendly. Let's put it that way.
That's right. The things I did to Dustin.
The after party.
Man, I hope Hudson was
the girls the cried in the corner.
The There's yeah. the after party.
So, yeah. All right.
It's getting weird. On let's play some music.
On that note, here is Have Mercy.
Have Mercy.
Yeah!
That was a good song. And that was Have Mercy. Have Mercy.
Have Mercy.
Have Mercy.
You guys been watching Fuller House?
No, not yet. I want to. Me and the wife want
to.
My wife.
It's so corny, but like that's Full House was.
Is it good?
It's not really. I mean,
it's not. Well, Full House wasn't really that good either.
Okay, Blake's the other day, and he was sitting watching it, and I was like,
"Dude, you're just watching it to see Jodie Sweetin's boobs."
That is a true statement, sir.
50% of it, but
that would explain the bottle of.
They even like make boob jokes on the show about her. But I tell you what, Candace Cameron.
Smoking hot. Candace Cameron Bure.
Like, she
crazy.
Is
married a hockey player.
Well,
crazy
she's like
Christian.
Do you think that this is
she
like
is?
Some
crazy Christian?
No, that's
Cameron, childhood.
No, Cameron. Her brother is a crazy Christian, and she's on the same boat.
Mike Seaver.
Kirk Cameron is her brother?
Yes, and they're on the same boat.
What the fuck are you talking about? Where have you lived for the last 15
childhood
years?
Childhood Stars Sorry. Unite, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're brother and sister, and they are both crazy Christians.
There's nothing wrong with being a Christian, anyone that's listening.
No, no, no. No, there's nothing wrong with being a Christian.
When you're like to shove it down your throat, like... Psycho, I judge people for everything they do, kind of. It's like,
you're going to go to hell.
Kind of like you guys think I judge the Jews.
You're going to go to hell and you die.
You go to hell.
You go to hell and you die. You die.
You make the Lord very uneasy.
Are we drinking another beer? Oh.
Yeah, we are. We're drinking the...
oh, snap. We're drinking...
I don't know what that was.
A Founder's Imperial Stout.
That's this is the Imperial Stout, which
is so
10.5, and this is from, let me check.
2014.
It's very stout.
All right, so this is brewed with 10 varieties of malted barley. This stout is smooth.
I could tell it was 10. Right. First I was like 9, and then I was like, no, I taste a 10.
Cool as the other side of the pillow.
Ooh, is Morgan Freeman?
It's yet complex. Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne.
He drank in a Founder's Imperial Stout after he crawled through the shit at the Shawshank Redemption. That's the best Morgan Freeman
that
I can come up with
mediocre
at this point. It was.
You do a great Sly Stallone.
What, yo.
Hey. Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, you made up for it.
Oh, wait. Am I on this show now?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the first time I've showed up on Drunken Little Boys. I'm usually only on IBWIP. Mm-hmm. But I guess now.
Is that a question?
Yeah. Yo, everything with Sly is a question.
That's you haven't.
He never knows where
he almost won an Oscar recently.
He has won an Oscar.
Hey, yo.
He won it for the first Rocky.
Yeah, yeah.
I won an Oscar for best screenplay.
Back for best screenplay?
Best screenplay?
He drew First Blood. That's all I want.
You wrote a screenplay?
I wrote Rocky. Do not doubt me.
Really? Sylvester Stallone wrote Rocky.
No fucking way.
And he's wrote all of them.
That guy, like, he was shooting up roids and
why
pumping
weights in like
between.
Why are you talking like
I'm
not here? I'm right here.
I'm why are you acting like you're here? Oscar-winning screenplay.
Yo.
My mind's blown.
Yo, we drink.
Hey, yo, Paulie, why are you going to talk to me?
My mind is fucking blown.
Are we still drinking this Imperial
Yeah, style? We are. It's very tasty.
Okay, well, it says.
My head's hot. Is that normal?
Take your head off, you weirdo. You're supposed to serve... Serve this guy at cellar temperature, and says, put another log on the fire, sit back, and enjoy the friendship with his ultimate winter warmer. Now, the thing is, winter's over. The groundhog, he didn't see a shadow.
He didn't?
No. So, like...
I think that's actually determined every year. It's the same time, and it's...
Is daylight savings time, so
you know,
that
the tilt of the earth
over.
And us rotating around the sun. I don't think it's... No.
Are you talking about the summer solstice?
Well, spring solstice. I don't know. Autumnal. There's the vernal equinox.
I think you've been hitting the head more than I have.
Isn't there an equation?
Just
it's called.
I think it's the same time every year.
It's called vernal.
I don't want to rain on your parade.
The vernal equinox.
Look
summer.
At this guy.
That's summer, isn't it?
Your mother.
Vernal.
Oh. Your mother.
God. Shut up.
So
drink your beer.
What are we drinking here?
Sly, can we have Justin back?
Yo. Let me go see.
Well.
Can you go find him?
I'll go see.
Thank you, sir.
Yo, voice. Hey, what's up?
Hey, guy.
There he is.
All right. So, yeah, we're drinking the Imperial Stout from Founders. It's 10.5%. Wait, did he already go through all this?
Yes, he did.
I'm just wasting my time then.
Yeah.
Why are we talking?
It's good. I mean, we need to talk about what our thoughts are on it.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on it?
It's definitely bitter.
Liquid fudge.
Liquid fudge.
Liquid chocolate fudge. It's delicious.
Very good.
Milk, lemonade, round the corner, fudge is made.
You know this one's strong, but you like that it's strong.
I'm biased, man. I don't know. To me, it's...
I mean, it doesn't taste like 10.5%. So
I don't think so.
I don't think I could drink... I like it. I don't think I could drink a whole bottle 12 of it.
Ounce.
If you did, you wouldn't drink anything else for the rest of the night.
No.
It's a little motor oily.
Hippie and I are, we're part of the dark side.
I mean, yeah, I'm on the dark
side. I like all styles of beer. Like Hippie and I.
Like John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
On the dark side!
Are you guys okay?
I'm your father.
BBH.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, several of us went and saw The Force Awakens when it came out. It we had a bit awesome. Of an FCF network party, and Hippie fucking joined us, and he smuggled in eight beers.
He looks like one of those he looked like one of the street vendors like you used to see in the movies with
the
watches.
Hey, you want
to
buy a watch?
Like, you want to buy a watch, but like Hippie opens his
He's got
coat.
Death by Coconut and 10-50.
Yeah, you can't have a beer.
Last week's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they went on a cruise, and it was a dry cruise. And they're all straight alcoholics on that show.
Yeah.
They had vests made up, and it was just full of beer.
Yeah, he somehow made... You brought fucking Bourbon County.
He brought cups. The best part was like halfway through Star Wars, I passed like the two beers I smuggled in, and I get a cup full of Bourbon County.
He passes it to me.
I'm like, what?
Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, sitting next to me. Hippie's on the end of the aisle.
Oh, man.
And he passes it past Blake because Blake is a teetotaler. Amen, brother.
Blake Clayton, not me.
Good job on you. Yeah.
I'm a smuggler, dude.
So he passes it over to me, and I look down at Hippie, and he's like, dude, it's Bourbon County. I'm like, what the fuck? So, yeah, we're watching Star Wars and drinking Bourbon County.
Which is awesome.
Is it good?
I couldn't believe it. I got like a plastic cup full of Bourbon County. Yeah. I took a sip. I'm like, whoa, this is Bourbon County.
I wanted glass, but it clanked too much, man.
Yeah, and I asked him at the end of the show, I was like, dude, did you get a graveyard of all the beer cans underneath your seat?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, that would have been awesome, though.
I couldn't believe
it. Only go to the bathroom.
And you didn't piss during the movie.
One time, somehow managed.
Damn, dude.
Was it when Han Solo died? Did you miss out?
Whoa, spoiler.
Dude, if they listen to Low Blow, they spoiled it like
the whole movie.
The next day.
All right.
I don't even have to go watch
it. It's been months.
I've seen it.
You know.
Through the eyes of Dave.
If they got
Adam.
Spoiled because of us, fuck them. They're not Star Wars
so
fans.
They know that BB-8 and R2 like got
it on? Yeah. When he was out of commission because he had to, he was in low power mode.
Yeah.
Low power mode.
We know what that means. We know what that means. Hadn't had any input in a while.
It's a reference.
A little short circuit.
Yeah.
Input.
Input.
Dude, you know what? I would
no disassemble.
Have you seen that Master of None show on Netflix? It's Aziz Ansari show.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's Short Circuit 2 or whatever, but I don't know. Like, the Indian guy is like a white guy.
Oh, he is.
With
totally.
Like
his name's Parker Stevens. Parker
Fisher.
Fisher Stevens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's white.
Soul, it's just a white dude.
He's white.
I'm trying to get that.
Because the whole episode.
So racist.
That episode of.
The entire 80s.
Yeah, Soul Man was.
That episode of Master of None was.
You cannot do that now.
No.
Oh, yeah. Soul Man. C. Thomas Howell in blackface.
Yep.
Yeah. That ain't
gonna definitely won't.
Or the 80s.
Fucking stay black, pony boy.
Or the 80s were like all the like women dressed up as men to get along in the world. Those
I'm glad that
80s.
Adam got that, you know, reference. Nobody else here watched the Outsiders.
I did. Oh no, stay golden.
No, I said stay black, pony boy.
Stay gold.
The Karate Kid, man.
That's a tearjerker.
You know what we're getting ready to drink next?
Drink it.
You can't do a Founders episode.
Fucking KBS. And what do those letters stand for?
KLS is going to rock you?
Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
That's right. And what percent is this year, the year we're drinking?
11.2, and it is a 2015.
So 2015.
Last year. This year's is currently dropping, not when this was being released, but as we're recording this, it's like dropping, I think, like today.
Yeah.
This year's is coming out like the event
at
Founders.
What we've got here is an Imperial Stout, coffee, and chocolate. Mm-hmm. Then cave-aged in oak bourbon barrels for an entire year to make sure wonderful bourbon undertones come through in the finish. Makes your taste buds squeal with delight like a pig.
Let me taste.
You know what?
And
I like the head.
That's the darkest head I've seen.
Is it? See,
hey, Jason, how about you?
I think the head on the Imperial Stout is a little bit tanner.
Hey, Hippie, it helps if you talk in front of the microphone.
Sorry, I was talking to the side.
You signed it out. Hey.
So, KBS and I have a bit of a history.
This is good.
I think I got a lot more than anybody else.
I'll take
Biggie,
one.
There you go. at the Peoria International Beer Festival. KBS was one of the spotlight beers that the Founders Table had, and me and my buddies, we were waiting for that. Was like a two ticket beer. Usually, most beers are like a one ticket.
It wasn't to Paradise then.
It was two. Yeah, it was definitely two tickets to Paradise. And at the end of the night, they saved KBS for the last spotlight beer. Not a smart decision.
Probably not.
So at the end of the night,
you're about to drive home. Enjoy this 11.2% beer.
But wait, it gets worse. They had about six bottles left over in their tub that they didn't even open yet. And me and my buddy were like, hey,
what can we do to get
them? Can we buy one of those off of you? You know, it's the end of the night. You didn't open them. You're not serving it tomorrow. Hook us up, dude. This is kind of hard to get.
Hook us up, bruh.
If you don't know the right places to go, you don't know the right people.
Come on, bruh.
And he's like, well, I can't do that, but there's nothing saying I can't keep giving you samples. And we're like, okay. So in the final 10 minutes... Final 10 minutes of Beer Fest, me and my buddies, we just keep getting shots of KBS.
Shots.
Well, I guess not shots, more of like a sampler glass, you know, a 3 to 4 ounce pour like we're drinking tonight. And after my third one, I was like, I really shouldn't drink any more of these. I need
some
water
right now real bad.
So, yeah, that's the last time I've had KBS, so... This will be a sweet reunion since a year ago. Now, Blake, have you and Hippie been to the Peoria International Beer Fest? It's coming up again.
I haven't.
Is it the JC?
The JC's, yes, out at Expo Gardens.
I went last year, and I also got blown out.
Last year, I wanted to go, but Ashley was, like, pregnant, and not that I couldn't have gone, but...
Sorry about that.
Or maybe, no, maybe it was when we were on our cruise.
Great
I don't
story.
Remember, but we didn't make it. No, the year before... I just remember that we had to be somewhere that weekend. So I don't know. It's just like never worked out. Cause Ashley went one time with a friend and she's always said, you know, we should go. And it's just never.
I threatened to throw an empty bottle of Jaeger through some bar owner's window that night.
That's not a good idea.
I think it's a good idea. I recommend that.
But it was barely a threat because I was so drunk. I probably would have done it.
You probably would have just like messed up and.
Missed.
Passed out. Or missed.
Hit a passerby in the head.
Yeah.
Hit somebody else in the
some
head.
Some guy like, hey, man, that was cool, bro.
Son of a bitch.
What did I do to deserve that?
Hey, Blake.
I want my $2.
Hey, Better Off Dead. I watched that last week. Okay. That was my Friday night movie. Because we drank that beer with our buddy Steve Stark. Everybody wants some Citra. No, I was singing. That's what it's named after. I started singing Billy Squire.
Everybody wants you.
I might like Billy Squire.
It's a Van Halen song.
I like Billy Squire. That's a good. That's a solid song.
It's the David.
Who had a more successful career, Billy Squire or Van Halen?
Van Halen.
Obviously, Billy Squire. So
yeah.
What Van? You guys are idiots.
Some personal issues.
Van who?
Van Hagar.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
So I got to say, this is a pretty solid graveyard we have compiled.
There's more in there,
but wait, there's more.
But not yet. We're gonna ease. We're gonna ease into it. Oh. Like anal.
Talk to me like that.
We gonna get that asshole wet.
Oh God.
Mine's already tripping right now.
Oh, shit. Blake's going to talk to my dead grandma here for a second. No? We're not going there?
What do anal sex and your
did
dead
I ruin
grandma...
That bit? Did I ruin that bit for you?
What does your dead grandma and anal sex have in common?
Okay, well, here's the thing. On
I'm just wondering Blake why that evoked.
On IBWIP, Blake used to talk to a grandma, but it became my grandma.
Yes, it did.
And he would talk dirty to her at the end of every episode.
I did it a couple
And then,
times.
Unfortunately, beyond, you know, it's the circle of life. My grandmother passed last month. So Blake, I think, feels... the need to retire that bit because
Blake,
it's
talk
turning
to my dead grandmas. They've been dead forever. You can say whatever the fuck
talk
you
to
want.
Great grandma, man.
Whatever you want.
I'm out of grandmothers for him
I'm out
to
of
the file.
Too.
So, you know, I'm just glad she went out happy. If she had a tryst with my buddy Blake, so be it. I know her longtime boyfriend was in a home and suffering from dementia. So, you know, she gets lonely. She has urges, just like any other woman. It doesn't matter how old you are.
You'll still be a woman.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad Blake could be there for her in her time of need.
Thanks, Blake.
Which Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
That's Urge Overkill. That's a Chicago band.
Is that Kill Bill?
No, girl, you'll be a woman soon. That's from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, you're right.
Why did you just say which Pulp Fiction? I think you meant to say which Tarantino.
Fuck, he's drunk. I knew what it was from, and then I...
Have you seen The Hateful Eight yet?
Not yet.
I saw it in the theater. It is a lot of talking, but the finish, the act two,
long-winded, but it's good.
It's good.
There's an act. Did they actually do that? Like you did in like
no. It's set up like a three act play. And what's crazy is I hear he's taking it. He's going to make a stage play out of it because it pretty much takes place in one cabin. It could be a stage play. I thought that so, while I was watching
good.
It.
You guys are both saying it was good.
Yeah.
Was it better than Django Unchained?
I don't know. I've only seen Django once.
I love Django.
I've only seen Hateful Eight.
Christoph Waltz is like, dude. Like his career, thanks to like Tarantino, is just amazing. Like Inglourious
Bastards. That's the bingo.
Yeah. He was like the best. He was the best. Like, he was fucking awesome in Django Unchained.
And so is DiCaprio.
Oh yeah, I mean
DiCaprio was awesome in that movie.
Which is awesome.
So, I guess we do have a bonus beer, but that is not on the list.
Not on the list.
Okay.
So should we get? Should we? Because
talk about that list.
No, you know what? We'll save what I'm getting into. We'll do. We're gonna do guest questions now.
Oh yeah.
Hippie, I think we've already talked to you about this during the your first appearance.
Yes.
When we did the band beers. Sure. So you don't really have to revisit those answers. Beermansky and I have both given ours. So I guess it's up to Big E now.
It's my turn.
We're gonna ask you the questions. So here you go. This is your time to be in the spotlight. Soak it up.
I'm always in it.
Okay, so what is the first craft beer that you remember enjoying?
New Belgium Fat Tire.
Nice. Okay.
And that was after it already moved from Colorado. So it was already being distributed.
Like once it hit here. But a lot of people were asking about here for a while because I bartended at Corey's like in town here. And I remember like forever I would get asked, do you guys have... It's like, no, we don't have it. And then it finally came.
I just... Because yeah, I'm not a drink. Like, I don't like to go out and get drunk because I know what the next day is going to be. So if I
not if you follow the voice hangover remedy.
I'm going to have to get you to email me.
Never
that.
Had a hangover.
I want to hear about that.
Bullshit. I can give him a hangover.
But what I'm saying is
he's
like,
never drank till 2
no,
a.m.
No, 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 your limits.
Yeah, that's there why I no stop. I know my limits.
There are no, sky is the limit.
Sky is the limit. But I don't like, when I go out and drink now, I want to go out and drink something that has, that tastes, that has, that I know I'm drinking it.
Yeah, you went to the Rail House. Yeah,
Before I went to the Rail House with my wife.
Yeah,
I asked
there
him.
There you go. We did variations of it, but that's the first my wife. The show, right?
No, there's been a few my wives. Have there? And your wife?
I said it in the opening, you dick.
I'm sorry.
So I texted the voice. I was like, "Hey, I'm going to down there to Rail House. What do I drink?" He's like, "Let me check their menu.
Yeah, let me look at their draft
list.
Which
they actually keep updated.
Yeah. If
so, I went down there.
The right app.
I enjoyed a couple.
Yeah.
I told him I don't like IPAs, but
because that was the thing. I was like, "What's your preference? Do you like them? You know, you like hops? You like darker stuff?
I like them sloppy."
Yeah,
I know,
lady, you're scaring us.
So he suggested a couple. You know,
I guided him right.
He guided me right, and I enjoyed it. But that's when I tried the Fat Tire, I was like, "Oh, this actually tastes. This has
flavor.
Yeah, it's got flavor. It doesn't taste like fucking watered down piss." And so that was my first remember. And then I've had some. I like the Boston Lager from Samuel Adams, out of a glass.
Yeah, always solid.
And then this stuff here is a whole new world to me. I got a fantastic point of view. Yes, a new fantastic point of view.
Oh, yeah. I could sing the whole song, but
we're way up here.
I mean, it's dead. So
it's crystal clear.
I remember I listened to that episode. That was when you guys went to your. Was that when you went down to the?
No. This was a couple.
No, that was a whole different.
That
segment.
Wasn't when they went down to the.
Well, yeah, me and her sung that.
Heather
in the car
did
on
do
the
pretty
back.
Well, I must say.
Hey, we both did very well.
But I listened to the episode where you guys sang it as well.
Thank you, but yes. So next question.
Next question. Hippie, have you thought of any other beers that you enjoyed that maybe you didn't mention before?
Lately? What did we
Okay, yeah, here we go, here we go. You work at Broadway Liquors, one of Beermansky and I's favorite establishments. To purchase alcoholic beverages, if you're over the age of 21 and you like good-tasting beers, go see our buddy Hippie. He's the one with the newly shorn haircut.
Yeah, he used to have.
I'm the guy what have you? Like he's the new guest. What has arrived recently that has really made your dick
one.
Hard?
Got one.
Yeah,
Shafley's Imperial Stout.
Okay.
This year's
straight out of St. Louis.
So much better than last year's. I don't know why. It has to be the barrels that they aged it in.
Hmm.
I just think it's a lot better. I don't. Have you had it yet?
No, I don't even know.
Oh yeah. Man, it's good. We pushed through like probably like 3 or 4 cases.
Already. Yeah, any good IPAs coming in?
Yeah, IPAs, Gone Away.
Gone Away.
Oh yeah, from Half Acre. We finally got Half Acre in the area,
and it's super fresh. We just got another shipment. I want
to
say
I have to sing the Offspring every time I drink one.
I want to say March 2nd. It was canned, so I mean that's super fresh. We also have Pineapple Skull.
Super super fresh. Super fresh.
Fresh. Maybe the was it peach or mango even keel from Ballast?
It's mango. We featured it on a past episode. If you bothered to listen, you would know that.
I try to hit him.
Calling him out.
I try to hit him, man. I listened to him on Sundays.
That was the episode with our
only when he's bored does he listen to
I got free time, man. I'm just like killing time.
Remember, folks, when you're bored and you have absolutely nothing better to do. When staring at the paint on your wall gets old, listen to Drunken Lullabies.
If you want
to
hear about the mango even keel, listen to the episode called Japanese Paper Candy with Matthew Ryan and Brandon Sampson. We had 4 live acoustic performances on the episode. You can't ask for anything better than that.
Who could ask for 5. Anything more?
5's too much because then we're playing favorites.
Good one.
Thank you.
Two good each. That was, two each.
I think they sing that in Mr. Holland's Opus.
Wow. Mr. Holland's Anus?
That's a sad movie. I cried at
that was the gay porn more. Version.
So Mr. what's the Holland's next question anus? For me?
All right, the next question is, have you visited any breweries, and what are your favorites?
Does Granite City in East Peoria count?
Well,
that's the only one I've been to.
Okay.
And I didn't care for anything that they had.
Well,
so.
You need to.
The only thing I cared for was like something they said that was, oh, this is similar to Budweiser, and then it was all right.
Okay, that's your first red flag.
Right.
If you go to a brewery and they're like, and it's supposed to be a craft brewery, and they're like, hey,
this tastes like
Budweiser. That is not an establishment that you visit.
Although caveat, I would say New
Glarus. Ooh, fancy word.
Yeah, New Glarus.
Caveat emptor.
Everybody wants to try New Glarus's.
The Spotted Cow?
Yeah, and you know what? To me, tastes like Miller Lite.
Oh, really?
It's better than Miller Lite.
I tell people that, and they're like, no, you're crazy.
It's not.
Like,
nah, dude, it's
we did a New Glarus episode again. You probably didn't hear it.
Unfair.
I
drink Miller. That's like when, I mean, I do drink domestic, but when I'm like on the golf course.
I had a Bud Light here at the IBWIP Studios last time I was here.
And if somebody I'm there with is drinking beer, Miller Lite's like my go-to domestic. And Spotted Cow is much better.
Okay, funny story about that.
Tastes like Miller
Lite. My beautiful girlfriend, Freckles. was telling me she was out with some of her friends, and she overheard a lady talking to the server, and she's like, "I'm very particular about my beer. I only drink Miller Lite." And Brianna had to stifle her laughter because, yeah, if you're that picky,
sorry about your closed mind
about your beer water. You know, she expected like. Oh, yeah, I only drink IPA. Oh, no, I only drink Miller Lite.
I only drink craft beer.
I only drink Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
That's one fancy, the Champagne.
So, other...
You're living the high life.
Other questions we have is favorite local place to drink, but I think you already kind of answered that because you mentioned the Rail House.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that's probably your favorite.
Nope,
that's
replay.
No.
If you like to give him a good old fist fight, maybe.
Look for Big E on the Pekin Police Department Facebook page for mugshots like every other patron of the Instant Replay.
I don't go there. No, I like the Rail House.
That bitch had it coming.
Maybe some of the Broadway customers do trust guys.
Real House is like the only place.
Mugshot.
I'll tell you what, though. There's another
Mugshot
one.
Mondays are great on the Pekin Police Department Facebook page. There's I'm
one,
just saying.
There's one in Tremont called Purdue's. And they have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They
it's
have
a restaurant.
Some. They have some.
They're pretty good. They're not as good.
That's where I got. That's where I got the chocolate. Chocolate stout.
Okay,
that I tried.
If we're gonna talk Tremont, there's a place down Route 9 as you're heading out of town. It's called Diesel Dicks. Sounds like a fucking gay bar. Yeah. It's not.
I wish.
They have a decent selection of beer. The last time I was there, I was drinking Bell's Two Hearted all night. Really? Tall Boys. Yeah. And they have free popcorn if you're there on the weekends. If you're there during the week, fuck, they're not going to bother popping corn, which is a ripoff.
Bet they would for me. I'd
they
just
might.
Give a wink.
They might.
Miss Diesel Dicks.
You are
the Rail House has popcorn.
Do they?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They did at one point.
I don't know.
They did at one point.
They cracked
still do it.
They
Maybe
cracked
they
open
do.
A fresh barrel tonight. Don't know what of.
I don't know if it.
Oh shit.
Oh, we got that was some unsolicited jams.
Nice.
That's not.
I hope you all enjoyed the unsolicited jams. Hopefully, maybe that came through. What if they didn't hear that and we just heard it?
No, no, they heard it. That was not Have Mercy. I don't want people to think
that might be a little something.
That was the new. That was the new sing along. It's like we are drunken lullabies. Yeah. We are gonna drink some beers.
Yes,
we are already drunk, but we're gonna drink some more.
I secretly have a crush on Destin.
How is this guy not recording an album yet? The one you did earlier today.
Which one?
Tater Tot.
Tater Tot Johnson.
Tater Tot Johnson.
Yeah, listen to IBWIP for that one.
Wyckoff, The Voice, Greatest Hits.
Make it happen.
Nobody's applauding, so Biggie, I appreciate it, but it's nobody's going to buy that shit. Tater Tot Johnson, his greatest hit. Tater Tot, quote, parenthesis, your vagina tastes like.
Blake,
and
you look like you're stoned as fuck.
I know
you're a sober guy, but
he's got the bridge is out.
He's got these like stoned.
He's got the jack o' lantern.
He just looked at me and maybe
like
he's just
been
tired.
Out with
he
Ben
looks
Carson.
Like, he's
like,
said,
it's his
birthday. I've
been up since 3.
Don't worry, I got a buddy like that.
Speaking of
like
birthday,
he's stoned.
No, yeah, he was.
What's his cake coming?
Oh no, man, no, it ain't me. Guy. It ain't me.
Hippies.
Yeah,
hippies.
Hippie doesn't
clean.
Smoke.
Hippies clean. He's been trying.
Hippies clean. He's got
to
submit to those random drug tests.
Ever.
No,
yeah,
I've never smoked. Anything.
You're just a beer smuggler. You know what?
Oh, dude, I love.
Speaking of beer smuggler,
I think we're gonna get the bonus beer out.
I'm thirsty.
I like
bonus
to cross state
beer
lines with a large amount of beer.
Boner beer. Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, this is the 2015 Blushing Monk. You know how to get a monk to blush?
Whip out my dick.
Well, that'd probably do it.
You say, wow, you sure do make great beer, monk.
That's no.
Thank
I don't
you. I enjoy it.
I don't
is
think
it a
that
Catholic
would work.
Monk? Because whoa.
Isn't that the only kind of monk there is?
No.
I don't know.
No Buddhist.
Oh, well. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
We make very good beer.
It is tasty. Gets you fucked up.
Some more founders.
Although, for my favorite breweries, I want to interject for a second.
Yeah, interject.
18th Street Brewery in Indiana.
Oh.
You've got to go.
Yeah, that's in Gary, right?
They've got one in Gary, which is, I mean, kind of in the ghetto, but it's
in
not
the
too
ghetto.
Bad.
The ghetto.
In the ghetto.
You get in there, you start talking to the locals, it's like, these are cool people.
We went two different ghettos on that.
Drink it, Jason. I got to read the description off the bottle.
They've got a new location in Hammond that's really cool, too. Oh. And...
There is no description.
I highly recommend.
Is it kind of got a wine taste to
okay,
it?
So this is our bonus beer. Hippie brought a beer for us to enjoy. And this is the Founders 2015 Blushing Monk. It's
I wish I bought more.
Belgian-style ale fermented with pure raspberries. 9.2%.
I wish I bought more of this.
So let me get this straight. The tamest beer... we drank tonight was 8.3%. That's a good episode. When the lowest ABV is 8.3%.
And it didn't even taste like...
Right?
Like nothing tasted. It was too alcohol.
Breakfast Stout was the lightest we drank. I think the listeners can tell we're feeling
Founders
loose.
Founders has made this before. They rebrewed it because like,
so this
people
is older.
Wanted it again. This is 2015. But they brewed it before in like 2011 or 2012, and like people loved it, and so they brewed it again.
Yeah,
this is delicious.
This is new for me.
Do you guys sell this?
It was a limited release, so sadly
there's still some on the shelves in Peoria.
If you know the right places to go.
Yeah.
All right.
I would pick up another one
now. Yeah, this is quite tasty. This is a good way to end the episode.
Very good.
Very nice.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah,
sure,
exactly. It's a palate cleanser. It's refreshing, but it's still almost 10%.
Honestly,
so good.
With the Belgian yeast, I thought it was going to be more of that traditional Belgian yeast. This is
It tastes like you're drinking raspberry jam.
It does. Oh, very much. So.
Okay, jam. Yesterday,
oh jam.
Jam tomorrow,
jam.
But
Teddy
never jam today.
Jam,
Teddy jam for me.
Only one person that listens to the show is gonna get that.
I didn't get that,
and it's gonna be my girlfriend. She's the only person that will understand that reference. All I will say is Carol Channing and Alice in Wonderland.
Channing Tatum, I love Channing.
Made for
Tatum.
TV special
hot.
From
he
the
is
1980s.
Hot as fuck.
All right, so picks of the week. Let's do it.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go for it. Biggie, what was your favorite?
Blushing Monk.
You're going with the one we're drinking now. That is your favorite.
Can I go next?
Well, yeah, that's typically you would be next.
Round the circle.
Blushing Monk.
Okay.
I fucking love it.
Hippie.
I'm going with the Founders Imperial Stout.
The Founders Imperial Stout.
Can't disagree with Blake.
Can't make it a unanimous.
It
was a shock for me. I thought I was going to go with a stout.
On the Imperial?
Yeah, because I just had the fresh one's a lot more good.
If there's a second place, this Imperial was my
I thought for sure place. I was going to pick a stout in, like, coming into this episode, and then you brought this bonus beer, and I hadn't had it yet. I have a bottle, but I haven't opened it, and damn, it is good.
And you know what? I'm going to make us even more mad at Hit, too.
So good, man.
You fucked up.
I brought that beer. I was like, I don't want this shit.
That's good.
No, it's pretty good. If he had not brought to this, I probably...
Okay, yeah, let's do if Hippie hadn't brought
if,
this.
If Hippie
let's
hadn't brought picks. The bonus beer, what would you have picked? And again, Distill, we love you, but we kind of have to disqualify you because it's a Founders episode.
Yeah.
So we can't pick the Hopperation Overload, although I probably would have picked it because I love IPAs. So when we're faced with Breakfast Stout, Curmudgeon, Devil Dancer, Old Dirty Bastard, Backwoods Bastard, or the Imperial Stout or the KBS, what do you pick?
Imperial Stout.
Okay, Blake.
Curmudgeon, close second.
Okay, oh, Hippie, he jumped in. He was really excited about that.
Yeah, I love, normally it would be Backwoods Bastard, but for some reason the 2014, it just, I don't like it as much. And I'm really debating right now, because like KBS is one of the most popular, but it wouldn't be the KBS. It's between the Imperial Stout and the Curmudgeon, which is weird, because
like
that Curmudgeon with some age on it.
Yeah.
Way different.
It's so much different. I think I gotta go with the Curmudgeon.
All right, I think that's my pick too. It was either that or the KBS for me. So
KBS is good, but the curmudgeon with
a little bit of age on it.
And I would go out on a limb and say that the Devil Dancer still tasted good to me.
Yeah, to me too.
I was surprised by.
I forgot that.
Wasn't my favorite.
That's how forgettable it was to me because
how many beers we got on the table there? Yeah,
nine.
Yeah, that'll happen. So. Well, gentlemen, I think this was a pretty solid drunken lullaby.
Yeah. Okay, quick shout out because I told my boss I would. Sorry, can I do it?
Yeah, Domino's
we'll
Pizza.
Domino's.
Great.
Domino's Morton crew. Jake Potter, thanks for letting me get off work early to come do this thing.
$5.99 medium pizza.
Two. Pick two, man.
If you buy a sandwich.
Get it straight. It's pick two.
Why are we throwing plugs? Broadway Liquor, 2100 Broadway Street, Peking, Illinois. Come on by and see me. Bye.
I will.
All right, well, until next week, this is The Voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you fuckers in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.